Continuing in Rabbeinu Tam, so book and packet Yudalid. The Gemara in Pesachim with Tzadi Dalad Amral. The Gemara says, discusses the two opinions of how long the day is. So one opinion says from Alos to Nes is 5 milin. Mishkiyas Achama at Seis HaChachavim is another 5 milin. And then in between is what? Is how many milin? What?
30.
So it's 5, 30, and 5. And then the other opinion is what? 4. 4 is 8, and then 32. So those are the two opinions. Oh, so according to the opinion that it's 5:35, then basically the time between Alos between the Shkia and Seis is basically a sixth of the day. Because 5 to 30 is 1/6. And the other opinion is 4 to 32 is 1/8. So this is called a discussion that someone hold. This is the Brisker Shita. That how do you figure out, how do you figure out when Seis HaChachavim is? So basically, hello, how do you figure it out? So 5:30, either you take a sixth of the day or an eighth of the day. What's called, the eighth is called the Achtel. The Achtel, Ach is eight. And the sixth is a Zextel, the sixth. So now let's make a cheshbon. Let's take today's date. Okay, let's do it today. What time did the? How big is the day between Nates to Shkia today? What time is Nates? What time is Nates? 7:10 was Nates.
Yeah.
And 4 and what? And how much and Shkia was when? 4:27. So 9 hours and 17 minutes is the day. So the Shita of the Achtel is you take an eighth of the day. So what's an eighth of 9 hours and 17 minutes? Convert it into minutes and then take an eighth of that.
69 minutes.
69 minutes? What? 69. Right. So that's the Achtel. So the Achtel. Achtel means an eighth. Acht. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, acht. Acht is eight. So an Achtel is an eighth. So some people, so in the Brisker world, so what people will do is they will keep Shabbos based on an Achtel or a Zextel. So a Zextel is they will take the 9 hours and 17 minutes and divide it by a sixth. How much is that? 93 minutes. 93 minutes. Now that's a day like today. And okay, so and that's how they now. And absolute darkness is when 84. Absolute darkness is 84. So the Zextel. So the absolute darkness is 84. So the Zextel will is even into absolute darkness. Which, where's Simon? Where I don't see you. You spoke to Rav Bleich about this? And Rav Bleich said that he doesn't think it's shy to say you have to keep in past absolute darkness.
No.
Huh?
No.
What, the actual? He came to an actual? Right, so how can you keep after? How can you say you have to keep after absolute darkness? And what about 16.1? What is 16.1 today? 16.1 is how many? 5:56. So how many minutes is that from Shkia? What? 89 is 16.1. Now let's do a summer month. Now where's the original source of this, because that's what the Gemara has, the two opinions of Gemara is in either, but that's just assuming that we're going to always do a sixth or an eighth. In other words, these calculations from the Gemara is assuming that the day starts, the day has, an exact amount. It's 30 mil and it's 5 and 5. It's everything is coordinated equally. But L'chora, it doesn't work that way in Metzius. Because in the Metzius, it's not going to be a sixth and an eighth. It's not going to be the same in every day, because if the day is 5:30 and 5 or 4:32 and 4, so then so it's an eighth. But it could be in different seasons. It could be in different locations. It's 4 or less. You see, if you look in the... In here is this Sefer. Take a look in... the Av Bezin of Konigsberg, Rav Aryeh Leib Epstein. So he wrote... Aryeh Leib Epstein is here on page 2 and 3. So basically, if you want to see it in the Sefer HaZmanim B'Havanah on page 6, he says, Hagon Rav, on the bottom, page 6, Hagon Rav Aryeh Leib Epstein, Abbez in the ear, Hatzvonis Konigsberg, Lover of Beir Tav, Gigisha has Beirs. He's basically working similar to the idea that it's not going to be Shavuos. It means similar to the Meir Posen idea. But, so it's going to change. It's going to fluctuate. As various means, it will fluctuate. It's not like the sheet of Michas Cohen, that it's going to be more or less the same, depending on the season. Right? And it's not like Shavuos, but it'll fluctuate depending upon, different places in the world. That's what. So he says, so you have to just keep an eighth. Always keep an eighth of the day.
Between
Shia and Seis. So whatever the day is, you take an eighth of that, and that's how much you have to wait between Shia and Seis. What? In other words, the day means between dates and Shkia. You'll see how long that day is, and then you'll take an eighth of that. And that is Seis HaKacham.
That is what
we call
the first year.
Yeah, that is
Seis HaKacham. No, they're not talking about the
from the Shkia Rishona. We just want to know, how do you know when Seis is? So you take the hours of the day, you divide it by an eighth, and then you take that amount and you say from Shkia onward, and you add that on. Yes. And that's what he writes here on page 3. Fisa yodotei shanimach me'od mekayet sheyom gdol on the big days in the summer. Tzorech l'hamtin v'lasas melocha achar haskolos hashkia mei shos yudches minutim. Because sometimes it'll be, 137 minutes. So that's what he says, that he's machmir to do an achtel. One second. So take a look in on page 7. It says La'el Per Shishi. Where the lines get wide in the middle. El Perk Shishi Shamanu Shemichlal Atzibur Baratzos Atzofon Lokiblos Daito Shalav Bezden Konigsberg Racha Gorib Chaim Soloveitchik Ubro Agriz Achmir Bemotei Shabbos Lahamtin Shminis Hayom. That they would keep now he asks the question, how much different is it between the Shminis Hayom and Rameir Posen's man of 60.1? So he says, Shuvah, Hashkiyah b'si ha'kayit b'ya brisk, Chem Sivos 820. It was in the summer months, in brisk, the Shkiyah is 820, and Nate's Zricha is 3:30 in the morning. Nimsa Shminis Hayom achar Hashkiyah b'stivas. So he says, Shminis Hayom will cause you to keep Shabbos at 10 till 10:30. Which is a B'yilul Fima Meir Posen Yitzrich L'Hamtin Ad Chatzos. Because the Meir Posen is working with the with the 6.1, it's going to be much, much longer. Well, yeah. What? Page 7. So if you look here in Rav Sternberg on page 9, it says Hagra Chechmir b'motzoi Shabbos k'shita d'mil huchuf beis minit v'chetzi im kein k'dehilach dal milim hushov v'chetzi v'chmir b'shov zmanios v'hedrach achas shminis Hayom. So basically, he's doing Shazmanios, which Rav Avadya Yosef, he did Shazmanios. Because if you do Shazmanios, then basically you're taking not the 60-minute day, but you're dividing the day into 12. Say, for example, let's do it this way, today. 9 hours, 7 minutes, right? So, Akiva, if Shos Manios, we divide out in 12, the 9 hours and 7 minutes, 17 minutes. Yeah. What? 9 hours and 17 minutes divided by 12.
About 48 minutes to the hour.
46? 46.4. Okay. And then, if you'll take that, and then take 4 mil of that, so that's, in other words, if you say a meal is 18 minutes, so that's an hour, and how much does you have to keep for a Veda Tam? Four mil would be what? And so you do 4 mil, and you're using Shos Manios. So what would that mean? What? 4 mil. 46 minute hour. And you do. So if that's. If a 46 minute hour, what? Because, well, how many would you.
4 mil
of 18 minutes. So you're doing a 46 minute hour. Yeah? Because a meal is an hour and 12 minutes. Four meals an hour and so. An hour and 12 minutes. So this will be a 46, it'll be 50, it'll be 58. It'll be less than 72. Yeah. Take a look on page 18 and 19. He says like this. You know, the Brisker Rav would go to Switzerland. Right? That's why the Briskers, they go to Switzerland. Like, America, you're not allowed to come to America. But Switzerland, you can go. Right? Because the Brisker Rav used to go to Switzerland. So if you're a Brisker, you can leave Eretz Israel, you can go to Switzerland. But not America. Okay, so in the summer months, that Shkia is very late, so Mimosa Hakayitz Akashkirs Hamam Mukheres Mel Merachve Airport. Yesha Nogim Kabel Shabbos Shah Vachetzi. So Mimela they would do Shroz Manios and they would keep Mekabel Shabbos an hour and a half before Shkia. So the Briskerov says, "Shalom Shalom to us, Marv Shalom Zman Tzarcha Adam." Next page, Tabalav with Tzibur. Aber wie geht es hier schon das Paar von dem Mann? So one second. The question is, when should they eat the meal? When should they be Kabbal Shabbos? So there were those people that were Kabbal Shabbos 90 minutes before Shkia. Kabbal Shabbos Shal Vechetzi, B'Shal Zmanios. Which is after the Plag Mincha of the Gra. Because if you're going to Switzerland, so how far north is that? What? Yeah. So Toronto's pretty. Toronto's still light, much later than New York. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can be in Toronto with the light half an hour afterwards, but it's later. So there were those people in Switzerland that were Mekabel Shabbos an hour and a half before Shkia.
Yeah.
An hour and a half, what?
Money is in the summertime.
Is what?
It's like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Money is in the summertime.
Money is in the summertime.
Right. Like the hour is like
middle
an hour and 10 minutes. So then, right. And therefore what?
An hour and a quarter would be close to 90 minutes.
Right.
It's not like the summertime.
Which is... And they would do that... And that would be after the plague of the grog, which they're counting down from six. because he said shubi mosachama achar plag mincha l'shita sagra. But he's saying human beings have an achar plug mincha from Shita Sagra.
Right, because it'll be, if you take like 90 minutes from Shmiya, so
but you're counting the 85 minutes between before the rush gets.
Before Shia, before Shia will be flooded. Like when Shia shows money in the summertime.
85 minutes before Shia is shown.
Right.
Right. Right, so this way they could do everything. Right. So in other words, he's saying, do Shosmanios, and in other words, because it's very late. It's going to get very late. So he says, do Shosmanios from the Gra, and then plug Milchus very early. And then he said another possibility is to follow the Gaonim Shita, which he didn't talk about, which 25 minutes after Shkia is already Seis. So he says you have two possibilities in Switzerland. Either do an early plug or do an early taste.
If you do one, you have to do both.
So if you do an early plug, so then you could you have your meal after plug.
That's what
you're
trying to do.
Right. Or the second answer is to make an early taste. And have Then you can eat the meal after the taste.
Well,
no, he wants to eat it early, so two ways of eating it. No, because if you're gonna do the regular taste, it's gonna be very late. So either do an early taste or an early plug mincha.
Going with the
Shminis,
meaning the other alternative, the
taste
would be the
Shminis
or whatever,
the
later
Shita. Right. 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 In other words, they're keeping the Achtel. So Achtel is very late. So you're going to wait up very late to have the meal. It's going to.
According to the second
Eitzah,
he's going to wait another hour.
No, according to the first Eitzah, he'll even be before Shkia. According to the second Eitzah, he'll eat 24 or 5 minutes after Shkia. No, when is Shkia in Switzerland in the summer?
I don't know, it's
8:30. Well, what does it say? In Schweiz.
In the summer.
In the summer. Kriya? Yes.
Sunrise
would be in June, it's 5:45. Yeah. Now, let's say the summer. Let's take a standard summer month. So, say summer month. Give me New York, July 15th.
I wrote down 320 earlier. Can I give you that?
Okay.
How about you? 524 to 230.
No, in New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
524 was sunrise.
Yeah.
830 was sunset.
Right, okay. So, 15 hours. And now, if you want to do an octal, so when is an octal going to be? What? An hour and 53. And is an octal. And absolute darkness? When is absolute darkness in that same day? You're saying an octal is an hour, 1 hour and 53 minutes. An absolute darkness is when? Which is how many minutes after Shkia? Is it
before? Just shy of 2 hours.
So which is? So does an octal go into absolute darkness, or is it before absolute?
Well,
I'm saying that on that day, that day. So 10:27 is absolute darkness. What? 1/8 is 10:27. And when is absolute darkness? June 20th. Okay. Yeah, astronomical twilight. So when is that? On June 20th. The 6 is more chomer. He did an 8. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Even though Rabbi Mazur said that Rabbi Tversky said that the Rav Chaim kept a zexel? What did Rav Chaim keep?
Like a zexel.
Yeah? 10:33. About 10 minutes later, probably earlier. Oh, so an is still before absolute darkness. But his ex still will be probably after that, right? So then that's again.
His ex still for that day would be 151 minutes.
But Simon, you said that, Simon?
That's Simon.
11:31. Right. Right. So then, if you hold his ex still, you're going. You're keeping Shabbos much past absolute darkness. Right. So Rabbi Blythe says it's not Shaykh. What? Yeah, the briskers. Yeah, Achtel. Okay, but Achtel, was Achtel, does Achtel ever come to be after absolute darkness, or no? You don't think so. So Achtel makes is more mustaber than a Zextel. Right. So you're saying we should just do an Achtel?
The Rav either kept Achtel or
not. Yeah, he said that the Rav kept an Achtel. He said Rabbi Tversky, Rabbi Nazar. Yeah. And then at 16.1. What?
Degrees.
In that same day. So what? 10:27. You said was an octal. 10:33 is absolute.
Should be 96 after Shkia.
And how much is that? 10:04. 10:04, so that's before or after, that's not absolute. Oh.
So wait a minute, it's 108, I'm sorry, it's
108.
108.
So 108 is the 60.1, 127, 1008 is 60.1, 1027 is the octal, and absolute is 1033. Yeah? Well, it makes sense, because again, it's three kochavim, so it's not all the kochavim, so it makes sense that it shouldn't be... But Bechara, the 16.1 is much more mustaber with the Metzias than an Achtel is. Right? Because, right? It shouldn't necessarily follow that. Right? Okay, but I just wanted you to hear of these concepts. But you said the Rav Shechter said the Rav kept more than absolute dark till absolute darkness, but I don't know if that's really the case. If he only kept the Nachtel, no, Rabbi Shechti said. Do you speak to Rabbi Shechti?
I don't think I
so. Who told you about the Rav?
I don't know if the Rav kept absolute darkness.
You don't think? Yeah. So who said that? No. I thought you. Okay, maybe not. Okay, I just wanted you to be aware of the Shita. Even though it's, you know, it's that became their shita. But in Switzerland, they want to do that. And then the big question is, the Gro asked, is that if you keep some of these shitas, then you're not going to have night. But on page 11, Rav Sternberg says, you know, he quotes Rav Chaim Druk and Rav Yonah Martz about that discussion. But the problems with the Shitas is that in some parts of the world, some parts of the year, you're not going to have any night, because the time you get to the Shitas, it's already going to be Halos HaShachar. So, the time you get to night, it's ready the next day. So that's why the Gro thought the Rabbeinu Tam. So if you say Shabbos, then it's very good. That's how they answer it. If you say Shabbos, then Rabbeinu Tam will always have...
I think in London, the summer, 16.1, like 3 minutes between Shkia
and Halos HaShachar.
Like 5 minutes.
Right, I understand. So 16.1, Shaita Kachavim, and then 3 minutes later it's going to be Halos HaShachar, huh? Okay, so that's what I wanted you to see today. This, okay. If you want, you can do you want to go now, or? Too early now. Okay.
3 minutes. Not 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, we'll get ready and we'll dive.